Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is...
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Yeah, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruko, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Turn it, you nit!
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point.
Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as 2 or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Good evening, folks.
Yes, Grizz, yes. Yeah. So, yes, we're
long
all,
week?
yes, we are. We're all here and ready to go.
I feel like it's been forever since we've last had a discussion.
Especially about Zuckerberg, too. There's never a dull moment with him, either.
The guy is always getting grilled.
Yeah.
But if you run a huge social media company, if you don't use proper protocol, then, of course, you're going to get grilled for it, because you're the one that created the social network. So
yeah.
It just comes with experience when you're running this kind of business, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, believe that there's, before we get started, I think we need something.
What do we need? Anyway, let's just move on. Let's just move on to the discussion of the article.
Yeah. Zuckerberg seems to be doing everything wrong lately.
Yeah, unfortunately, the guy can't get a break.
Yeah, to the point where he's getting questioned by the EU. What else is he doing in an apology tour? All because of his the crap that he's gone into.
Look at Worldwide Apology Tour 2018.
Yeah. Shawnee said that correctly.
Oh, yeah.
It's unfortunate how Zuckerberg has become the big downer of 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Not Debbie Downer, but the big downer in terms of, this guy.
Big time.
He's not exactly the guy that should be in the hot market.
Mm-hmm.
He was once on the top, but now he's come all the way down, but not too low. And he's fighting to get back up, and he's promising and vowing better control over Facebook. Because if you think about it, Facebook, everybody uses Facebook. The entire world uses Facebook. And when we use Facebook, we're basically just, we're giving some parts of our lives away. When it comes to sharing videos and statuses with friends and family.
Yeah.
When it comes to posting all those silly videos and writing all those silly comments on people's pages.
Yeah.
Facebook, it's become a major warehouse for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Along with Twitter, Instagram. I remember there was a time when there was no social media. When everything would just be written on a piece of paper, or the communication would be done over a phone call or even in person. But nowadays it's so easy for someone to just sit down with the phone in their hand and they just type in whatever it is that they're trying to send as a message.
It's so much easier for someone to go live and like watch on a screen actually being there.
That's true, Johnny. That's true.
Yeah.
Because even Facebook now, like, they have this feature where you can record yourself live if you're at an event somewhere. Like, let's say if you're watching a firework. If you're downtown.
Oh! I guess the friggin' thing is broken.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. I want the truth!
Well!
You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, that works! That's honestly,
yeah. Yeah, we can only imagine Zuckerberg saying
that. Yeah.
And that's what it feels like for him.
Why, he's doing just that, like, on Saturday.
What was that, Johnny?
I was actually watching a flower on Saturday. Go figure.
What perfect time of year for fireworks, especially for Zuckerberg's apology tour.
Yeah.
And more ways than one.
It's kind of like fireworks for him because he's the one that's being grilled. So he's nervous, he's scared, he probably has fireworks going off in his body and in his mind. He questioned and grilled by authorities, but then again, that's what you can expect. You expect what nothing but pressure when it comes to running a successful company. I know that I sound like a broken record, but that's just how it is with Zuckerberg.
It seems like it tends to always be a broken record. But then on the other hand, we have Congress who thinks that it's a-okay to go back to the dark ages. So it's social media versus texting, like standard text messaging.
Like social media,
what else is
write a letter.
I had a recent conversation with my 9-year-old sister, and she even know what a pen pal is. Because all she's accustomed to is to go on the computer. She is monitored, of course, by an adult, but she goes on the computer and types out letters instead of actually writing them like we used to back in the day.
Right. Such a letters are becoming seem to become, I guess maybe they wanted letters to become the new trend.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just thinking, letters will save the internet. Whichever one comes first at this point.
And I can't even remember the last time that I wrote a letter to loved one or to a friend. I don't even remember what that feels like. It feels like I'm living back in the Stone Age. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
When the Flintstone lives back then.
Oh, yeah.
And God knows when. When everybody had those rollover cars.
Yeah. So, going back to the Stone Age of text, of the internet, which will really drive people crazy. Just because of how many people are dependent on the internet.
Everybody's dependent on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Back somewhere, I heard a story that even 5-year-olds know how to hack.
Oh, damn.
And that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that they don't really know their ABCs and their 1-2-3s that well. The technology
has
been
here. Yeah.
So,
little kids hacking. That sounds like it would be, what's the word? Entertaining, or so wait, mommy and daddy go out, so they're going to hack a major company?
Like, uh-oh. That ain't good. Why is my stock going down? Like, oh wait, the kid did it. Oh, man.
The kid did it. It was the kid, not me.
Honestly, it wasn't me.
So kids could play with... Wasn't there a time where kids could go outside instead of... what is that? Oh, yeah, the internet? Video games?
I was so accustomed to staying at home, playing video games, while not watching the Netflix and being on YouTube. Just more entertainment added.
Mm-hmm.
More entertainment.
Yeah.
And
now, I mean, we can't forget that Facebook is now wanting people to give their private info to Facebook as it relates to their ads. How the hell is that going to work?
That's a good idea.
So, giving Facebook your social security number.
Bad.
How in the hell is that going to work out well? Low loan.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just ask for... The government just might as well ask for your telephone number so that they can wiretap into your personal conversation if Facebook's going to do that.
It makes no sense
whatsoever.
I wouldn't trust Facebook with a social security number.
No, I wouldn't either.
At that point, if they could be involved with a huge scandal, how likely is it that they're going to get hacked by a foreign group, foreign power? So, leaving people open to their lives being ruined by a social media site. At that point, it would just be worth to network yourself and network your company without losing your identity.
Basically, you lose everything. You lose that
dream
job that you wanted,
mm-hmm.
your girlfriend and boyfriend,
oh.
just by just by something personal that's posted online.
Oh yeah.
Google collects all that information. That's it. You're dead. That picture that you took when you went out with your buddy and you were drunk. All those embarrassing pictures, if they end up on Google, and let's say if you're applying for a job and your future boss sees those pictures, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're
done. There's no questions asked. You're just.
That's exactly how it is. What Facebook acts for the social security.
Yeah. And no, and the only one who has to be sorry. I don't know who would be to blame. The people who are who are being taken advantage of, or those who are gaining the information.
Oh, both sides lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wins there.
Oh, yeah.
Both sides lose. Big time.
And that's the troubling. That's troubling in more ways than one to hear and see what goes on. And once things happen, there's no way of going back. At that point, you're just You lost.
It's like you just go straight to the abyss.
Oh, yeah. And that's the worst part. When you have no... There's no way of coming back from that either.
Now, revert it back to text messaging.
So where you text message people no matter what. And then it comes out. Then you could say something wrong and not get away with it.
Exactly.
That makes all the sense. If you really need it. Or think that that's going to benefit you. Or think that it's going to help either way.
To help you to become a better person, help you to understand the science.
Either way, you're still going to be put into a situation where it will come down to certain things occurring, where if you're going to text message someone, it better be for a really good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But then we could look to Australia where they're doing something.
That's right. That brings us to our next topic.
Yeah. They're actually doing something that is helping break down barriers and make workplaces more accessible. That is great. That's something that is needed and wanted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Drew.
Australia. We have fans in Australia. We have people in Australia that.
Oh, yeah.
There are those that are disabled, and we want to make sure that our voices that are being projected here in the United States are being heard in Australia, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember a couple episodes ago, that we talked about the disability rights in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And that those laws that were being discussed in government are now being put into full effect.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those who have disabilities, who have jobs, but are disabled.
Yeah. The more
about the Australian Federation of Disability Organizations.
Yeah.
They received the funding to increase the accessibility and
employability. That's awesome.
For those.
The more people that get involved, and bringing to light what's actually going on, things could actually become more of this will be put out there and known. So then it doesn't have to be so one-sided either.
Yeah.
Because the more people that know about it, the more people don't have to be alone either. Because if more people could be aware of what's going on, then this means that this will provide more jobs, more people being able to live their life the way that they want it.
And it's more economic opportunity. More economic freedom. It allows smaller businesses to expand and to improve
their
employ people that have disabilities.
Yeah.
Welcome in customers and allowing them to have good experiences.
Yeah.
With the business.
And this is great to see. This is, I think more countries should jump on board. Because if there's a need for this, then they should be more should realize this and also become aware of what people are actually doing without any issues either.
Yeah, exactly.
And it shows. It makes a big, there's a difference there. Because if more people could really see what goes on and actually step up, look at how many more jobs and more opportunities they will have without being hindered by limitations.
Exactly. No limitations. You have the freedom. That's the perfect recipe towards happiness.
Yeah.
Economic happiness. Economic opportunity.
And growth.
And growth, of course.
Because you can't really... There's definitely a chance that there could be the growth that can be that is accomplished. It doesn't have to be so. It doesn't have to be just for one group. It could be growth for many as well.
Yeah, endless opportunities and growth. In Australia, and the fact that we work with them, we are trading partners.
Yeah.
That can help build us up too in terms of spreading our voices.
Yeah.
And our voices heard down there. So Australians, we're with you. We're just saying that we're for you.
Oh yeah.
We have good things coming your way, especially with this kind of funding from the Australian Federation of Disability Organizations.
And Australia that tonight's broadcast, we're covering the majority part of it about Australia, which is great. And when there's some awesome topics, especially when we could see more accessibility being put out there as well. without any limitations.
Yep.
Because with the Australians in the Paralympics, there's been an athlete that this year she made it to be she was involved with the flag, like being the person. She was one of the members who really was involved with being the first flag bearer, I believe it's called, for the winter team in the Olympics. And she's been in her journey starting 2012. And she's been pretty vocal about how she became a Paralympian. And if more people are able to hear and read about what struggles people might have, but yet they could see that they're getting through, they're not afraid to overcome obstacles either. And now she's involved. She was in Pyeongchang for South Korea's Olympics, representing Australia. And she was involved with an event on May 25th as well.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has spoken about her journey as a Paralympian, her challenges, and also with advocating too. For the Sydney Disability Expo, which was in May, which is awesome to see what challenges those with different abilities have can really, you could accomplish anything without.
I mean, she was able to accomplish the fact that she was the first Paralympian.
Yeah, and she was the flag bearer for the whole Winter Olympics as well.
I think this past one.
Yeah.
Well, that's at the rubber end.
Yeah. Which is awesome. That's something that more people should take note of and see how much people can do, not just think it's not just think that it's always easy peasy, or think that people can't do when everyone is able to accomplish what they want as well. And no one should be put down either for what they want to accomplish. I think there's a need for it, for just being able to hear and see what goes on, and having just a better understanding about what people face as well.
Yeah, what people say, what people share.
Yeah.
It all gives a forum for people with disabilities to be able to speak up.
Yeah.
Be able to participate in the Winter Olympics, in offices, and hospitals, any place.
Right, yeah. And the more that people are aware, the better it's going to be. Yeah, it's just, it works out better. And yes, overcoming adversity, yes, it's needed. But if individuals are unable to hear and see someone who's like them, then how can they see someone that they could relate to? If there is a lack of representation as well. Because that's where my thoughts on it.
So, just to go off the grid a little bit with the Paralympics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of imagine myself participating in these Olympics. I imagine myself in Madrid and Red Hood,
yeah.
Pink Hood, and then all these people that are part of our show. We can sign up. We can actually sign up. You, myself, Johnny.
Yeah.
One day, and just show the disabled community what we can do.
Yeah.
Fight our autism and ADHD and every other.
And that's what matters too. It's not just a. There's so much more that meets the eye as well.
Mm-hmm.
If no one's willing to see it, how can you accomplish anything?
And most people, they tend to look at the outcome of
right.
What we as disabled people produce. We say that we can
right.
do something, but it's up to us to actually go out there and deliver and show the world
mm-hmm.
what we're made of.
And when people...
This world can be cruel at times. This world can be so cruel
and
very judgmental.
Oh, yeah.
Believing that we disabled can't do anything. Oh, you can't do this normally. You can't do that normally. But you definitely can.
Just
give us a chance, and if you just let us try. Give us a chance, and you'll see what we'll be able to do.
And the more time that people could see that we can accomplish, the better we're going to be. Because
hey, Johnny, what do you think about participating in a Paralympic game? What are your thoughts on that as a disabled?
Oh boy. My mind just went blank.
Oh no.
Is it
it need to be a good experience though.
Oh yeah, it's a very good experience. It gives you a sense of fulfillment and a sense of establishment.
Oh yeah.
And encouragement too. Because you want to go out there, you want to show the world that you can rise all the way to the top.
You can make it all the way to the top. Like I made it. I can do this.
And the more time, and the more that people see people who look like them, then that shows that it's okay to be different. It's not so black and white. As it relates to different abilities.
Being different is cool. I don't care what anyone says, but I think being different is cool.
Yeah.
If you're not different, then your life is boring.
I think there's a point where difference, everyone is different, and if people think that it's something else that it's not okay to be different or haven't, or they feel strongly one way or another, they have the ability to make a change. They have a different, they have that ability. If they want to do that, great. Awesome. I think what matters is making sure that everyone has that chance to actually have that chance and have that ability without being in a situation of being in situations that may not be best for them, because people want to be, because people have their own thoughts and feelings, which, hey, everyone has. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Well, it's quite normal.
Right.
For you to want it. Quite normal for you to have that dream. Dream of establishment and hope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you feel like you just woke up from your nap. And you made it all on top.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, even though Simone Biles is not at the table, just look at her and look at Lori Hernandez. I mean, those two are great examples as the kinds of dreams they can live as a disabled if you just put your mind and heart into it.
Right.
And show the world, look, I'm not going to stay here and let you say whatever it is that you want to say about me. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to you that we as disabled people can do anything that we put our minds to.
Exactly.
Yeah, and more people. And more time that people actually hear and see, I think the better it's going to be.
Exactly. The more athletes, then the better.
Yeah. Because how I say the more people that are involved, more people who see what people could do without judging. That's what matters.
Not all the stairs.
Because I
all
think there's, yeah. Because it won't benefit anyone if no one's being represented. What it's only going to do is cause more disconnect.
Mm-hmm. More disconnect, more lack of opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the less lack of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see more opportunities, to be honest. I guess we all would.
More opportunities. Yeah. More opportunities, the better.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because we can't stop living our lives all because someone, because a group of people thinks opposes what the status quo is. At that point, who's actually living? And before we go, next week we're going to have some interesting topics some relates to Apple, some relates to Bitcoin, and I believe the UK might be in our cards. So tune in on Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time to find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and make sure you follow us on all of our social medias, which you could find at amcpressandco.com, along with facebook.com/amcpressandco, and you could search up the Satirically Challenge Show and find us on Twitter as TCSPod and AMC Press News, and follow us on our social media, and we will see you on Monday. And
till Monday, folks.
Yeah.
Till next week.
Bye.